Hi guys, welcome back to The Life of a Teenage Girl. In this episode, we're going to talk about regular girl struggles such as periods and sexism and stuff like that. So I decided to make this episode because right now I'm on my period. Yes, I am. I'm a growing teenage girl. And it's super annoying because I've stained at least six articles of clothing, and you gotta wash that stuff out with cold water, and sometimes you don't have enough time to do that, and you kind of just let it sit there and it gets all crusty, and TMI. So, like, the real struggle for me this period is that I'm cramping a lot and it really hurts, and I've missed out on activities because of that. Normally, my cramps aren't that bad. I mean, I can deal with them and I can do sports and stuff even when I'm on my period normally. And mine are pretty long. My periods are usually 7+ days. The longest period I've had was like 11 days or something, probably longer, but I think there's something wrong with that. But I did start only in August and it's March right now, so mine is still irregular because I haven't had it for a while. But yeah. So, some more girl struggles are sexism and stuff, like stereotypical, all girls are submissive and they're all weak, but that's not true. There's so many female influencers, and as you can tell, I'm a feminist, but there's so many female influencers and athletes and other things. It's like, point out a few. Oprah Winfrey, she is a billionaire and she's a woman. She's very influential. And there's J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter. She is a great writer, in my opinion. You don't have to agree with me, but I think so. And there's other people such as Gabby Wilson. She's great too. And there's just so many females that are great and they've done a difference in this world. And we're not all weak. Maybe some are weak, but we're not all weak. Some of us are strong-minded, some of us are weak-minded. Not saying weak-minded is bad, but we all have good qualities, we all have bad qualities. Same as for men. Everything should be equal. It's not like there's a higher gender or something. Just because you have different genitalia and your body works differently, that doesn't matter. So, stereotypical girls are weaker. It's because the female body isn't meant to weightlift and stuff. Because the natural way is, males are supposed to fight and bring food back, and females are supposed to give birth and basically give birth. It's just pretty much their, air quotes, job. That's like caveman times or just the natural law. So in animals, most of the time, females are actually bigger and stronger than the males. And sometimes they have more important roles than the males. Like female lions, so lionesses, they hunt, they bring all the food. What the male does is sleep and then eat and sleep some more. And And then another thing is female hyenas. They're the ones that are the leaders of the pack. They're most of the time bigger than the males, and the males, they kind of get kicked off to the side. And in insects also, female black widows, this is very vicious, but they eat the male after they mate. So the males are pretty much there for just reproduction, and that's it. Females have to care for all the children and live to see the next day and other stuff. So yeah, that pretty much wraps up this episode. Thank you for watching. See ya!